Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Goose and lemonade, the struggle is real. Beat the bag, beat the bag.
Some more things, Big Al Mac asked you to text us things you would say at concerts. Mm-hmm. You know, you start getting a little bit older, you're a little more tired. I'm not standing in that line. That goes for snacks, shirts, bathroom.
Right. What about, I'm going to get the car.
Yeah. And also, middle of the concert, your wife or your significant other will look at you and go like, oh, man, where did we park?
I'm going to call and check on the kids.
Also, I've heard a couple, did I take my cholesterol medicine today? All right, let's meet our contestant. Probably the fastest call we've ever gotten in Beat the Bank.
Really? Okay.
They had that finger on Zen.
Yeah. David, how are you doing this morning, sir?
I'm doing so awesome right now. I could not believe called my name.
We want to know the secret, David, because you got in like within 20 seconds.
And you were the third name.
Did you already have the phone ready to go and you just hit send or what?
My thumb was hovering over the phone number. I was ready to go.
Yeah. My man.
Wow. That's the way you do it.
That was so fast.
Power of positive thinking.
Yeah. Let's get to know you. What are you up to this weekend and this morning and all that good stuff?
Well, I'm working right now.
What do you do?
This weekend we're getting ready. My family's we're going on a cruise next week, so we're going to check off all of our list of all our stuff in the club.
That's about it.
Where are you going?
Where's the cruise go?
We're going to Bahamas.
So you're probably going to need a little bit of money here.
It would help. Yeah.
Yeah. And are you from South Carolina, David? Is that right?
I'm from South Carolina, and of course, my favorite member is Kelly Raspberry.
Well, I would be offended if I was.
Yeah, of course.
I would expect nothing less.
Yeah.
What city are you in?
Walterboro.
Okay, Walterboro. Yeah.
You go there a lot?
I don't know that I've been to Walterboro, but I've heard of Walterboro.
I've heard beautiful things.
Did you ever go to Florence?
I've never been to Florence, but I've heard of Florence.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Do you know Cosmo Brockington?
No, he's in Florence.
I don't know, no.
I think Cosmo moved to Timmonsville. I'm not really sure.
I never named Cosmo Brockington.
Either Timmonsville or Effingham.
Yeah. I can't believe we got to meet Cosmo on a family road trip.
Isn't that something?
Were you listening, David, when we met Cosmo? It was like the greatest moment of our lives.
I was listening.
See? I told you.
David listens.
And that's why it's going to
pay
off.
I hope you win big today.
Kelly, why don't you tell your fellow South Carolina member.
Fellow South Carolinian.
How we play Beat the Bank, please.
Okay, well, I'm sure you know how it works, but for legal reasons, we have to tell you. We're going to put you in the bank vault with the banker. He's going to start just calling out dollar amounts. They're going to go higher and higher. Could go all the way up to $1,000, or he could, you know, be a little greedy today and stop short. But you have to yell stop before the door shuts, because if you don't yell stop, you're going to lose everything if the door closes on you. But hopefully you're going to win big. Hopefully he's feeling good today because it is Friday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking, Mr. South Carolina.
Even if it goes to $1,000, you got to yell stop, okay? Even if it goes all the way to $1,000, you have to say stop.
I don't think it's going to go all the way, but I think it's going to go pretty close.
Okay. That's what
I'm feeling like.
That's your gut?
That's my gut.
But what is Kelly feeling?
Oh,
babe, nobody ever asks me.
No,
I panic.
No, you don't know how this works?
He asked Kelly.
I feel a little, honestly, I'm a very conservative gambler.
Yeah you are.
Huh? Okay.
So
you could have just left off gambler.
Yeah, I'm very conservative. Very conservative.
Kelly doesn't even gamble.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. When we go to Vegas, she just chills.
I have $100, and when it's gone, it's gone.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I do in Vegas.
Right.
Yes, and she walks around with a sweater set on.
Didn't one time kid give you $100 to gamble and you just kept it?
I left.
She's like, winner.
I'm a winner.
Big Al's feeling okay. Kelly doesn't want to ruin it for you.
I'm feeling a little less enthusiastic than Al.
All right.
All right, David. Okay. Only one way to find out, and that's to play
Beat the Bank.
$110. $210. $250. $310. $460. 570.
Stop.
All right, I scared him.
What was it, 570?
570.
All right. Did I scare you?
My man.
No. No, I'm conservative. I'm conservative too.
There you go. Right, there you go.
He's going with his gut, Kelly.
Hey, and you got $570 to show for
there
it.
There you go. That'll buy you a burger and a couple of drinks.
Woo! Oh, yeah. Man.
See, I like that enthusiasm right there.
And you always want to spend some money before you go on the trip.
Yeah.
You know everyone wants something new, so it's nice to have it now.
My wife is listening, and she would kill me if I let that door close on me. So,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Give her a shout out. What's her name?
Yeah, what's her name?
Shirley.
Have fun on your cruise.
Let's see if you made the right choice, David, because you already got the $570. That's all yours to keep. Just for fun, we want to see how high it goes, though.
All right.
Oh!
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm kidding.
Wow.
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 Well done.
That just happened.
Did you guys hear that? Hmm. That's Shirley screaming for joy.
Way to go, David. Way to go, David.
Oh, wow.
Way to go, buddy.
I don't want to let you go because you're like, good luck right now.
All right. Yeah. He's got the magic touch.
Yeah. Sing me on.
All right. You stay right there, David. Now, we'll put you on hold. Justin, we'll get you all hooked up with your $570. Thank you for playing and signing up at KidNation.com. We'll play again here in less than an hour. We'll call out three more names.
I've been off this week.
Yeah, what's up, man?
First week I was pretty good, but this week I'm way off.
Yeah.
Well, we know what David feels good about. Feel good. David said stop within a second of the door closing on him. And that's what's making him feel good. It's time for Feel Good Friday, Kid Nation. This is where you call us with the good news. What are you up to this weekend? What's going on next week?
It's making you feel good.
Anything that's making you feel good. Man, you just opened up a Diet Coke and you're drinking it. It just feels good. Good. We'll take it.
Guys, this water is good right now.
Jenna loves her water.
Really pumped about this water.
Feel Good Friday, 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
I'll give you my Feel Good Friday before we go to break.
Bring it on.
We're having my daughter's third birthday party tomorrow.
Okay.
We're doing a little breakfast with pancakes. Kelly Raspberry's coming over with her daughter.
Nice.
Do I have to wear my pajamas?
And it's a pajama party.
Do I have to wear my pajamas?
Yes, it's a pajama. Do you want my daughter to be sad?
Well, it's just my pajamas aren't really technically pajamas.
Appropriate.
You could wear some of Kenzie's if you want, my wife's.
Yeah, Kenzie and I are the same size.
But the bottom of your butt will be hanging out a little bit.
Yeah. You only have sexy pajamas?
Yeah.
No, I just like a t-shirt. You know, it's like...
Whatever you sleep in, Kelly.
Okay, you want me to bring my t-shirt and my panties on?
Sure, we'll take it. All right, that's appropriate. Feel Good Friday's next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
And that should make you feel good.
Feel good, don't it?
And that should make you feel good. And that should make you feel good.
David Zioli's feeling good. He just won $570 with Beat the Bank.
Dang right.
Very last second, he said stop. Then the door closed. He got his money. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
That's 800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
And we will be playing Beat the Bank again 30 minutes away from now. We got a couple text messages here.
Mm-hmm.
Mercury in retrograde is over. Feel Good Friday.
Oh, yay.
I did not know that today was finally the end of Mercury retrograde.
That's good to know. It makes me feel better.
Emma's 10 years old and sent us a text. I feel good this Friday because my family and I are going to a high school football game after school.
Oh, cool.
That's fun.
Go up there and hang out with all the older kids and stuff. Jennifer wrote us and said, next Friday, I test to become a police officer.
Right.
I'm nerve-excited. Nervous and excited. That's a good word.
Nerve-sided.
Nerve-sided. Thank you, Jennifer, for doing what you're doing. Good luck with your test.
Good luck, yeah.
I do all that stuff. Today, my boyfriend graduates from trucking school, and I don't have to work my second job this week, and that's from Kimberly.
Okay, cool.
Man, I wonder how those schools, like, when I watch a truck driver back up the big rigs.
I wanted to be a truck driver. It's an art, dude.
How do you do that?
It's experience. You know, I try and pull my little trailer, and I always jack it up. But
right?
I see those guys. I used to want to be a truck driver so bad when I was growing up.
Yeah.
I don't know what it was about those big trucks going down the road to just turn me on.
It looks cool.
Yeah.
But seriously, when I watch them back it up into like the
beep.
Yeah.
Beep.
And they do it perfectly beep. Every time. I feel like they should be making way more money because that's a skill. Serious.
I agree.
Samantha wrote us and said, I'm 2.5 months postpartum, and I just put on a pair of pre-pregnancy jeans, everyone.
All right.
Oh, that's a good feeling. I would think.
What, Kelly?
Some women aren't quite as happy to hear
this,
that news.
This is Feel Good
Some
Friday.
Some of us may still be trying to get back into our pre-pregnancy genes.
No rush, Kelly.
How old is Emma Kelly?
No rush.
10 next month.
Angela says, I'm going to my first quinceañera. Pretty excited. Any tips? She says she's a southern white girl. Nah, man, just go dance.
Just go dance.
Dance and eat.
Follow all the kids to the mall afterwards.
Yeah.
There's nothing more. I love going to the mall on the weekends.
You hang out in the food court?
Because all the little quinceañera court is there. The girl in her big fancy ball gown, all her little friends, and all the boys in their suits. It's so cute.
It is.
All they do is walk around because they have nothing else to do at that age.
Nope. Can't really go party.
I love eating Taco Bell in fancy clothes.
Yeah. Isn't that the best?
Like late night, you go after a party,
I just love eating Taco Bell. I don't care what I'm wearing. I'll do it naked.
Yeah.
But I tell girls, if you're going, you have an advantage because you just go find that one dude that you can tell can dance because they lead you. Mm-hmm. And they will lead you all along the dance. You'll do fine.
Good lead is great.
Let's go to the phones. We'll Feel Good Friday.
Okay.
Tori.
Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome to Feel Good Friday. What's going on in your world?
Well, I just recently started dating this guy who loves karaoke as much as I do. And our first karaoke night date was actually at the Mac at Big Al Mac Bar.
Yay!
So we are going to go again tomorrow night.
Oh, cool. I'll see you there.
Yay.
What's your karaoke go-to song?
Anything Shania Twain.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
What did he sing? Is he pretty good?
He is. He actually sang Whiskey Girl by Toby Keith.
Okay.
Oh, Whiskey Girl.
Awesome. Country folks, all right.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
I might have one or two country songs in my repertoire.
Right.
I might have to buy a Big Al Mac a beer then.
Yeah. All right, then. I'll see you then.
Why don't you have line dancing at this point?
You should. You're full on
country. Full country western.
Have fun this weekend, Tori.
No boots, no entry.
And this, like, I ran this black girl night before last, and she goes, I just don't get country music. I'm like, what? I'm trying to convince her about the greatness of country music. Me.
How'd that go?
Not so much.
Hey, Connor.
Hey.
What's going on?
I am getting married next Sunday, October 2nd. I would have called next Friday, but I didn't know how to get in.
You're getting married next?
Next what?
Next Sunday, I'm getting married.
Oh, a Sunday wedding.
Now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Got it.
My man, what's your...
Congratulations.
What's your fiance's name?
Her name is Melissa.
Melissa, congratulations. You too, Connor. Have fun at your wedding.
Where are you honeymooning?
We are going to Dominican Republic, actually, not too far from where you guys were.
Oh, wow.
Just got back. You're going to love it.
You'll have so much fun. You'll have so much
fun. Make sure you go four-wheeling.
Yeah. Kelsey, now something bad happened to you, but now it's looking up to you for you, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, what's going on?
In the Baton Rouge flood, my apartment flooded completely. And me and my boyfriend of 7 years are just now getting settled into something way nicer. And it feels amazing.
Oh, good.
Good for you, baby.
You guys finally moving into a new spot, new stuff. I'm sorry you had to go through that.
Yeah.
But glad it's looking better
looking
for
up.
You. Al and I were out there last week, man. Once you see it in person, it's...
Man, I had no idea.
Hey, Jennifer.
Hey.
What's going on?
Okay, 2.5 years ago on March 24, 2014, my dog was stolen out of my backyard.
Oh.
3 days ago, they found him.
No.
What? They found him?
How'd they find him?
He was microchipped and a good Samaritan found him on the running around in the streets and took him into the shelter to get scanned.
So he's been homeless for that long.
No,
somebody had him.
No, most likely somebody had him.
But he got out. And he remembered you, of course?
Oh, God. He ran out to me and just started kissing me all over my face.
Oh,
that's a feel-good
That
friend.
Is.
Oh. Oh, so glad you found your dog again, Jennifer.
Thank you.
That's so cool.
It's a miracle.
Yeah. And you know, dogs do remember. You see it with people, with military personnel. They'll go overseas for a couple of years. They come back. Their dog is the most excited person or thing.
Dogs don't have a concept of time.
They don't forget, too. It's great. Hey, Courtney. Welcome to Feel Good Friday.
Hi, good morning.
Hey.
Morning.
Okay, so my Feel Good Friday is that today makes 2 weeks until I get to fly out to Rhode Island to see my fiancé, and I haven't seen him since July 25th.
Why haven't you seen him in that long?
He's in the Navy.
In the Navy. Oh, I'm sorry.
how good does he look in his uniform, be honest?
Oh, he looks amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. Sailor boys. Hey, well, have fun out there, okay?
Thank you so much.
Good luck on your wedding.
What? A lot of weddings coming up.
Yeah.
I guess wedding season never really ends anymore.
No.
No, it just keeps... Sorry, Jenna.
Hey, what? I don't even want a wedding.
Hey, Wendy.
I'm not changing my mind on that.
Hey.
What's going on with your Feel Good Friday?
I am feeling good because I bought me a piece of land and I am breaking ground and building my dream home.
Oh, yay. Wow.
Good for you, girl.
That's so good.
Oh, gosh. It's been a long time coming.
Building your own house.
What's something that you, picked out especially that's you've always wanted in a house?
Oh, a big old chandelier, honey, in the main foyer.
All right.
Oh, it's not a foyer.
We got a foyer. Foyer.
Oh, yeah. Foyer with the double staircase.
Oh, my
God. Fancy. Uh-huh. You'd be like a real housewife of Atlanta. They love those big foyers.
The palace.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. And your Jersey woman's, too.
Yeah.
Wow.
The foyer is
right. I have to invite y'all for our housewarming.
Yeah.
All right. We'll be there.
You got two stairs. The foyer is the front of the house, right?
Yes.
Entry,
the foyer.
You don't hang out there.
The foyer.
You just enter.
That sets the tone for the rest of the house.
Okay.
Us regular folks have a foyer. When you like this young lady, you have a foyer.
You get in a chandelier, it's a foyer.
Us regular folks, it's the living room.
I want to be friends.
Mine's like, couch.
I want to be friends with Wendy.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, you know, you made it when your friends have foyers.
Awesome. Oh, my mom's house I grew up in, when you walk in the front door, you are in the house. I mean,
right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like the couch is right there on the left.
Oh, I'm a waiting area. Yeah.
Bedroom, living room.
Yeah.
Boom. Hey, Bobby.
Hey, man. What's going on?
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
Hey.
Why are you feeling good?
What's going on?
Hey, in a couple weeks, I'm getting married in Vegas.
My man.
Bobby Slam will be off the market.
Bobby Slam.
Is she going to be Mrs. Slam?
She's going to be Mrs. Slam. She's going to kill me for saying this.
Your last name is Slam. That's
no.
Bobby always texts us that. We always see your text, man. You're hilarious, by the way, Bobby.
You never called me out. Jenna was supposed to wish me a happy birthday today. Nothing.
Oh,
happy.
Jenna?
Tell
him happy birthday. Sing to him. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Happy birthday to... No, that was high. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Bobby Slam.
Slam!
Happy birthday to you.
There you go, Bobby.
Awesome.
I'm sorry about that.
Congratulations.
Are you doing a piece of the song.
Are you doing like a cool Elvis wedding?
I wish. I told her we should get married by like an Elvis preacher, but I don't think she's going to go for that.
She's going to do it like the little, what do you call it, the little red wedding chapel or whatever it is.
White
wedding chapel.
Well, congratulations to Mr. and Mrs. Slam. Finally, good talking to you, Bobby. We'll see you on the text. I love that guy. Hey, Samantha. Welcome to Feel Good Friday.
Good morning.
Oh, boy.
Phone's cutting out. She wanted to tell us that she just chose her wedding reception venue.
That's a big deal.
Yeah. Yeah.
What a relief.
Same as her parents.
Oh.
I'm guessing 30 years ago. It says 30? Yeah, her phone cut out.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Well, that's very cool.
Good wedding reception area, but bad cell phone reception.
And good luck, though. I mean,
yeah. Well, apparently
it has good karma in the reception hall.
Congratulations. We still got you. Hey, Rebecca.
Hey.
What's up?
Well, I got promoted a couple weeks ago, and last night at work, I made it official by signing my promotion letter.
What are you doing?
I work in crime scene investigation.
What?
Yeah.
Can Jenna go?
Can I ride along?
Yeah. Actually, every time Jenna mentions crime scene, I'm like, oh my God.
She really would love to do that.
I promise I won't take any photos. Personal photos. That would be weird. But I'd love to go with you.
If I can set up a ride-along, that would be awesome.
You let me know. I'm in. Because then maybe I'd stop talking about it when I saw a real crime scene in person. Yeah. And I might be like, wait, never mind.
Yeah. It's not like it is on TV.
Yeah.
It's not as glamorous as TV.
I wouldn't think.
I would love that. That would just, I mean, that's it for me, you know? That would be it for me in this life if I got to go with you.
We'll go ahead and get your number, Rebecca, just in case you can make that happen for Jenna.
But good for you, by the way. Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's what's making her feel good. Crime scene investigator.
Oh, boy.
That's the best job to have if you're nosy like me.
Right.
And Jenna. Kelly, are you pretty nosy?
Am I nosy?
Yeah. No, you like
to stay.
You like
to point, I'm nosy.
Yeah.
You're not very nosy.
I'm not a snooper and nosy like that.
I'll call 911 if I see something suspicious.
Right.
If I see something going down.
Okay.
Or unless I'll handle it myself.
I'm observant.
Uh-huh. Let's go with Corky here on Feel Good Friday. What's up, Corky?
Hey, yeah, I feel good, man, because I finally got through to you guys.
You got to turn down your radio because now you're listening to yourself. See? That's how that works.
Well, I'm excited. Let me turn it off.
Yeah,
I did. Yeah, I feel good because I got both feet on the ground today.
There you go.
I got both feet on the ground. My man. Amen to that, brother.
Hey, I'll tell you something. It's rough out here, you know what I'm saying? It's just hard on old people.
Yeah.
I'm just thankful for that and thankful that I finally got through to you guys.
Oh, I'm so glad you did.
The last 5 years, and I won't listen to nothing else.
Oh,
my man. Thank you.
You're the best.
And Al, y'all crack me up sometimes. Some of y'all shows y'all do.
Thank you, sir. That's a big compliment coming from you.
Y'all are the greatest.
You too, Corky.
You need to come out to Big Al's McKinney Avenue Tavern and let him buy you a beer.
I will be happy to.
Oh, you can't.
No, I don't have a vehicle.
Al, come on.
All right. Well,
and I've been trying my best to get on this break the bank, and every time I call, it says, all circuits are busy now.
Sign up a Kid Nation, Corky, and hopefully we'll call your name.
Y'all be good, man. Hey, I will be listening to you further. You guys take it easy, and y'all make it a great day for me.
Thank you, Corky.
Thank you, buddy.
You just made our day, Corky.
You're a good dude. You sound awesome on the radio.
Guy.
Thank you. That brightened my day.
Hopefully you make it out to Al's Bar here soon, man.
You got to go get him. He can't get there.
I put him on hold just in case you want to work something else.
Yeah.
We got to get Corky out there to sing the karaoke.
Yeah.
You could tell he can sing a little bit. He could sing a little bit. You guys want to play a game next?
Yeah, sure.
What, not a drinking game?
Not a drinking game, Jenna. Sorry. We're going to go ahead and play match game coming up next.
Does anyone have any Pepto?
We'll find some Pepto. We'll get ready for match game.
Shot of tequila right here. Hair of the dog, baby.
And we still have Beat the Bank coming up. We'll call out three names in 20 minutes.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, we got to get into it because we will be calling out three names here in less than 10 minutes for Beat the Bank.
Yep.
So we're going to go ahead and play match game. Normally hosted by your host, Nick Adams. But Nick Adams went and had a baby this week.
Yeah, so he's out on maternity.
Yeah, paternity leave out.
Paternity.
His wife had the baby, of course, but he was there. He saw things. So your host today, let's welcome White Cheddar. Oh, we got to turn on his mic.
Turn your mic on.
How happy are you?
Thank you. I'm so happy.
There you are. How happy are you?
I'm so happy. You can't tell because I'm wearing camouflage shorts.
Well done.
Wow, that's kind of wrong.
It's the risque match game.
It's the Friday host.
Oh, no.
Casual Friday.
Well done.
I love that, actually. Right. That's funny.
Would you like to meet our contestant?
Yes,
we would.
Please.
Let's meet Kim. Hi, Kim.
Hi, how are you guys?
We're doing great. You get to play match game today. Congratulations.
I am so excited about this.
Yeah. White Cheddar, please tell what she will be playing for.
Absolutely nothing. Just bonus points.
Okay. Bonus points.
The goal of this game is to, I will read a question.
Uh-huh.
Each celebrity host will answer that question.
It's the feel-good contest.
Right.
It is. It's
all about
game.
Participation,
yeah.
Really.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah, you get a participation ribbon, okay?
That's great. I'm just surprised I got through to you guys.
Oh.
Yeah, you were hoping you'd win some money, but well.
$1,000 in 7 minutes.
All right.
It's about the journey.
Right.
Question one.
Yeah, don't answer until we've all dinged in, okay?
Yeah. Oh, do we need to meet you guys first?
Meet the judges.
Okay, here's Jenna.
I just told you who I thought I was.
Kanye Costa.
JC.
Hola, Chuck. ¿Cómo estás?
Bien. Kelly Raspberry.
I burned my tongue on my pulled pork barbecue this morning.
You ate that for breakfast?
And Big Al Mac.
Brad and Angelina, after years of storking, got drunk on a plane, and now they're divorcing.
That's pretty good.
Thank you.
I like that one.
And timely.
All right, Kim, are you ready for question number one?
I am ready.
All right. Kelly went and helped in her daughter Emma Kelly's classroom the other day.
Lord.
Kelly was glad that no one wanted her autograph, but then she was shocked when a few teachers wanted blank from her instead.
Dang.
You dinged, Kim? Kelly went and helped in her daughter Emma Kelly's classroom. Kelly was glad no one wanted her autograph, But then she was shocked when a few teachers wanted blank from her instead, Kim.
For her not to help anymore?
Yeah. You wanted to be literal.
Yeah.
All right.
Good answer. Good answer. Good answer.
Yeah.
Who wants to go first?
I'll go ahead.
All right. JC?
I said Alan's phone number.
Hello, I'm Alan.
Match Alan's phone number.
Alan's phone number.
Oh, I don't know if I should be proud to match with Drunk Jenna.
Yeah.
Kelly? Me?
Kelly?
Oh, that's right. I said alcohol. Trust me. Those women all needed a drink.
After that,
that was a nightmare.
Okay, Al.
Your kids are bad. In case you were wondering how your child is in an after school care program, I'm going to tell you how your child is. Your child is horrible.
There you go. If Kelly helped out your
very
child.
Wide brush.
Oh, my gosh.
And Big Al.
They wanted a deep fried bean pie chuck.
Yeah. Okay.
Three. All right.
No matches on that, Kim.
That's okay. Kim.
Jenna and JC match.
They did.
I think there should be a point for that.
Okay, we'll give her a point. All right, question number two, Kim. Big Al has shocked us all by maintaining his long-distance relationship with Dr. Girlfriend. He says the key to his success is blank each and every night.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Ding.
Oh, boy.
I'm not saying that.
Thank you, Kelly.
I think I'll
this
be...
This is a G-rated show.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, maybe PG.
Yeah. You can get a little naughtier at 8:30, but before that.
Has everyone dinged?
Okay, I'll ding.
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 Okay, I think
Dr. Girlfriend!
Big Al has shocked us all by maintaining his long-distance relationship with Dr. Girlfriend. He says the key to his success is blank each and every night. Kim, your answer.
Calling to tell her good night.
Aww,
oh, man,
Kim?
You went nice on
so
it.
So nice. Unfortunately for Al.
Yes. All right, Jenna, what's your answer?
The key to Al's success is Dr. Girlfriend going out with other doctors every night.
Oh,
no!
Jenna Owens!
No, what?
No more Kanye for you.
That was a dope answer. You know that was a good answer.
Yeah, that was
Kelly Raspberry?
I said... He's making bean pies every night.
We can't do double bean pies.
Oh, wow. Two bean pies. No, that's never
you know what
before.
I mean.
Yeah, we know.
Wink, wink.
We know what you mean.
Al, what's
wink.
Your answer?
A little bit of strange every night. So.
Oh,
wow.
I didn't say who.
Wow.
Al.
Man, what? Throwback term.
Oh, my God.
Hey, don't. You guys get mad at Al when he's honest.
Going for the humor.
Yeah. Oh,
going
wow.
For the humor.
Still no matches. JC, what do you got?
Going for the humor, y'all.
So I've matched with Jenna so far, and now I matched with Big Al because I said other women.
Oh, wow.
going for the joke.
Okay. We got to move along. We got to announce the names
shame.
In a few minutes.
She shamed you.
That's okay.
All right. Jenna's so excited about Halloween this year.
How excited is she?
Yeah.
Already started decorating, but her neighbors can't stop staring at the blank she just put up in the window.
Dang.
Oh, dang.
Ding.
I love this music.
It is happy, isn't it?
Just a few minutes from announcing the three names for Beat the Bank.
Yeah, we
just a few minutes. Just 1 minute. Yeah. Oh, too bad. We don't have time for the last question.
All right. Kim, Jenna is so excited about Halloween this year. She already started decorating, but her neighbors can't stop staring at the blank she just put up in her window. Hello, Kim.
Kim?
Yes, I'm here.
We're going to come up with an answer for you.
The mannequin?
A mannequin.
Mannequin.
Man, that's literal again. Yeah.
Yeah.
She didn't buy one.
All right. Yep. JC, your answer.
I said bloody side boob. You know, because it got slashed.
Good.
Scary side boob.
All right. Big Al?
Brazilian, Chuck.
Shout out.
Kelly?
I said her flashing boobies.
Oh, oh Kelly and I matched.
Flash.
I matched with Jenna, Kelly, and Al.
Jenna?
Oh, man. I said my fake boyfriend.
No matches.
No.
All right.
I will. Yeah, that's a match. And
that
I
is
match.
A match. Sure. That so is. No, I think I match with her because
mannequin.
Yeah. Mannequin
yeah.
works. Okay. Oh, okay. Right. Yeah.
We're up
okay.
to three. We're up to three.
We'll get to you.
All right. Last question.
Why? But we just ran out.
We gotta hurry. We gotta call the name.
JC is so dumb.
How dumb is he?
His wife Kenzie just painted a mural on a wall in their house. And JC thought it was a picture of blank.
Dang.
Dang. On the wall. And JC thought it was a picture of. I don't like Jenna's laughing right now. See, it's hard for me to answer this one, you guys.
The sooner you answer, the sooner we can announce the names.
Yep. Ding.
Ding.
You dinged, Kelly?
Oh, I dang.
You dung dang?
I dang.
Okay. All right, Kim. JC's so dumb. His wife, Kenzie, just painted a mural on a wall in their house, and JC thought it was a picture of blank.
Her ex-boyfriend.
Oh, man.
She'd be going way back to junior high for that one.
All right.
That punk, Eric. We'll I'll find you,
JC.
Sir.
What'd you answer?
How dumb are you, JC?
How dumb am I? I thought it was a picture of his muscles.
Whose muscles?
Mine.
Oh, your muscles.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, because it's JC
it.
So dumb.
Got it.
Can we switch the question next?
JC's trying to separate.
No. Yeah.
Kelly?
I said JC so dumb he thought it was a picture of his abs.
We matched again.
Big Al.
JC's so dumb he thought it was a picture of a wall, Chuck.
That's pretty funny, yeah. I'll give you that. That's pretty funny.
Yours is better.
That's good.
I said JC's so dumb he thought the mural was a before P90X picture of himself.
Al won that one.
All right, that was a good answer.
Yeah. Like
a
bonus point.
Yeah.
Three matches total. How many bonus points is that for Kim?
That gets you 2,500 bonus points. Kim, I implore you to please go to KidNation.com, find our online store, and pick out whatever you like, okay?
That'll work.
Have you registered online for Beat the Bank at KidNation.com?
Of course I have.
Well, right. We're about to call three names.
You stick around, okay?
Yeah.
We may be calling your name.
She might as well just stay on the phone in case we call her.
Okay.
She's
there.
No, that wouldn't be fair, would it?
Well,
no, you have to hang up and call. Sorry.
Hang up.
All right, Kim, we're going to let you go so you can use your phone. Thank you for playing. All right, now we're going to announce the name.
We'll be a trip. It's her name.
Well, I have bad news. Here are the three names for this hour.
All right.
If your name is Eduardo Sanchez, Chantel Wilkins, Lindsay Botorf. Lindsay Botorf, Chantel Wilkins, Eduardo Sanchez. You have 10 minutes to call us at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
The first one to call in gets to play. If nobody calls in, we'll open it up for everybody. We play Beat the Bank next. And 10 minutes have passed now.
Holy moly.
We did not get one of those three people to call us back, which means good news for you, Kid Nation. The phone lines are going to open up right now, and we will take caller number 13 to play Beat the Bank for a shot at up to $1,000. That phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
It's the Kid Kratic Morning Show.
Beat the Bank. It's the weekend, baby.
Hey, Priscilla.
Hi, you guys.
Congratulations. You're calling number 13. You get to play Beat the Bank. Yay.
I cannot believe it.
What are you up to right
girl?
Now?
How are you guys this morning?
Doing
wonderful.
Great. What are you up to? Are you at work already?
No, I actually just pulled into the parking lot. So I'm running a little bit late, but it's okay because I'm on the show.
Yay.
Good for you, man. What you got going this weekend?
This weekend, actually, it's a relaxation weekend, so I'm super excited about it.
Oh, well, you could probably relax with your fat stack of cash here, hopefully,
yeah,
soon.
Man.
That's what I'm hoping, you guys.
All right, here's how it works, Priscilla. We're going to put you inside the bank vault. The banker's going to be giving you dollar amounts. They increase the longer you stay in there with them. Now, you just have to yell stop when you think he's gone as high as he's going to go for your turn, which can be up to $1,000. You still have to yell stop after he says that, because if you don't and the door closes, Priscilla, you get nothing, and we don't want that.
Okay.
tough to relax when you lose a lot of money, you know?
I know.
All right, Priscilla. Al, how you feeling?
It could go all the way.
Oh, you went with the Chris Berman, huh?
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah, Al, I want to trust you this time.
All the way.
You didn't listen. I don't know. We'll see how I'm feeling. But Al, you, I don't know if you're off today or not.
He's been off a lot lately.
He was way off today, Priscilla.
I've been off, Priscilla, but that's just
this week has been a very off week for Al.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Al. Oh, you do all what you want because we do not know.
I do not know, baby girl.
And a broken clock is right, what, twice a day?
Twice a day.
So I don't know.
That's what I hear.
Oh, okay. Okay, that's good. That's good advice.
Big Al thinks it's going all the way up.
Wait, so Al's a broken clock?
Yes.
Very broken.
So broken.
Cuckoo,
we'll fix him.
Cuckoo.
We'll fix him. All right, Priscilla, let's win you some money. Let's play
Beat the Bank.
$70.
Oh, boy.
$300. $380. $390. $400. $460. $490.
$820.
Stop.
Yes. I love you.
I don't blame you.
I love you for sticking in there, but I love you for saying stop.
Oh, my gosh, you guys. That was my heart's beating.
Wow.
Priscilla, you just won $820. Congratulations. What are you going to do with that money?
Maybe not so much a relaxation weekend this.
Right?
Now you got to go out, girl.
You can go shopping.
Yeah. Now.
Good for you, man.
Yeah, go shopping. Go out a little bit. Have some fun with that money.
Yeah.
All right. You got the $820. That's all yours. Let's see how far it would have gone.
Sure.
Ooh, wow. Man, this morning.
Hey, Priscilla.
Good job. Good job, girl.
Priscilla.
I'm so excited.
Good job.
That means both people won the max today. Priscilla, $820 for you. Enjoy it. Relax. Go shopping. Thank you for listening.
Thank y'all so much.
I've never been more happy that a girl didn't listen to what I said.
Right? Yeah. All right, get into work, Priscilla. We'll get you all set up here. We'll play again on Monday, same time.
Yeah.
Sign up at KidNation.com if you want us to call your name. And most importantly, make sure you're listening at 6:50 and 7:50 Central. But we got a great rate coming up with your movie reviews.
Got it.
If you should go to the theaters this weekend. And also a little new music for you. What should you buy? We'll tell you soon.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, you guys.
Yes.
Open up those ear holes because it's time for New Music Friday.
Okay.
Yay, I love Friday.
And since this is Hispanic Heritage Month, New Music Viernes. Oh, did you open it up?
That was my ear hole opening.
All right. See, I'm not a fan of new music. I like old, comfortable music.
Oh, my gosh.
That I've worn a while.
We're going break
right now. Feels good. Yeah. Yeah, I've got it broken in. I've memorized all the lyrics.
This is good music. And Caroline Craddock is in studio to bring us this New Music Friday.
Bring it on.
Yes, I am.
Hello, Caroline.
Hey.
So what do you got for us this morning?
I got lots of good stuff. We got a whole variety, too.
Okay.
Oh, good.
We like that.
So we have Shawn Mendes. His new album is out. And I just love him.
I love Shawn Mendes. Because I know I can treat you better. This is a jam. Than he can. And any man like you deserves a gentleman. Tell me why are we wasting time on all your So this is his second album.
Yes, and his last album did really well.
So yeah, it did.
He has a lot to live up to with this one.
Yeah, there's 12 tracks on the album, no collaborations. And he's got a lot to live up to because, like Caroline said, handwriting went number one.
Yeah, the sophomore jinx. Will it take effect or not?
Yeah.
I think the girls love him so much, it's all going to be good.
All right.
You want to hear his other one?
Come on.
Yeah. Don't be a fool.
Don't be a fool.
Oh, that's a hit.
Say that you love
bluesy.
Me.
That's you call that blues?
That's a hit right there.
Cause you'll find a man who will stand by your side and will be there for you.
This is kind of the vibe on his album. It's a little John Mayer continuum, which I love. His song Ruin on this album is really good, too.
This is my son. That's the only artist he can actually name. Like, if he hears a song, he goes, "Is that Shawn Mendes?"
Mm-hmm. He's got a distinct voice.
He definitely does. Great voice.
All right.
What else you got
I'm a
for
fan.
Us?
Todd Dolla Sign.
What?
Wait a minute.
minute. That's a song campaign.
Hmm?
Jumpman, Jumpman, Jumpman.
What are you
Jumpman,
doing, Jumpman. Ty Dolla Sign? Yeah. What are you doing?
What is he doing? They all sound the same.
Can you see yourself?
JC, I got dogs and bandanas.
Can you see yourself for stealing your own lyrics?
What?
Or your own beat?
Huh?
Huh?
Can
he's
you
not stealing
yourself?
His own.
You do you know
yourself?
Who sings Panda?
Yeah.
Who?
Who? Ty Dolla Sign.
No.
No. Designer.
No. Designer does.
Designer. Oh, Designer with two R's?
Two eyes.
No, two eyes.
Two eyes.
Yeah. Two auras?
Two auras.
Look, two auras.
Our boy Big Al Mac from
Compton.
Not
a speck of black left on you.
From Compton. Pulling out the...
I'm country, dude. I'm going country. Knowledge. I've got an excuse.
Am I the blackest on the show?
Yeah.
Right now you are, Jenna.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Designer. Otherwise, yeah.
Well, that was the spray but I mean, in terms of my urban hip-hop knowledge as well.
1,000%.
Yeah.
You should remember. Designer with two eyes, because one eye sucks.
I thought Fetty Wap had one eye.
That, that's why he does two eyes. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Campaign is one of the singles. Sounds just like Panda.
Yeah. Panda, Panda, Jumpman, Jumpman.
But he was pretty popular at the VMAs.
Yeah.
A lot of people were
people like him.
Showing him love.
I struggle with this mumbling rap stuff, like Future and Ty does it.
Yeah.
And, well, yeah, Designer. I just, it's the...
It's hard enough to understand it, right?
Right, right. Okay, so this is a whole album of songs like that for Ty Dolla $ign.
Pretty much, yeah, so... You has, like that, you'll like the other ones. Okay. No, you won't.
She also has Three Ways.
That's you do what on the weekend?
Party. Huh. Three Ways.
It sounds like Rihanna.
Dirty. She on them drugs and I drank at the same time. Random numbers up. I can't dance to that.
You can dance.
You can chill to it,
that's
though.
That's a
you
leaning
know?
Song.
You can chill to it.
Yeah.
Because you're just always dancing.
Yeah, I can't Dougie to that.
Yeah. You can't what?
I can't Dougie to that.
He had to pull that out of the archives. He's like, what's that cool dance move y'all do? Dougie.
I can't wobble to that.
No one's done that since...
I can't wobble.
Oh, wait.
If I can't wobble with it, I'm sorry.
Big Al Mac taking us back to 2006 with the hits.
With the Dougie.
To celebrate the album release, he's having a pop-up shop in L.A. today and tomorrow. And then the first annual Dollar Day concert featuring Ty Dolla $ign and friends on Sunday.
It's a dollar?
Does he have a dollar store?
Better be a dollar.
That'd be pretty dope if his pop-up shop was a dollar.
Dollar store.
Dollar
store.
Dollar store.
Family
Dollar.
Is he
involved with Dollar Shave Club?
I don't know.
Al, will you be at that on Sunday?
Thanks for a dollar, for 100, Pat. Dollar. Skip it.
What? Did you just have a stroke?
I'm trying.
Are you okay?
I'm trying to think of other things with a dollar.
Dollar things?
Al, are you okay?
I'm fine.
Right. Dollar menu?
Foot kind of hurts.
Well.
George Washington?
Dollar.
What?
I don't know.
What's happening?
Dollar.
What did I walk into? My foot hurts.
Okay, well, what else you got, Caroline?
Dollar.
I'm going to change the subject totally.
Yeah.
To something that I am very passionate about.
What?
Idina Menzel.
You mean Elsa?
Yes.
What's this album called?
Idina.
Dollar Menzel.
Al.
I'm still on the dollar.
Al,
sorry.
It's done. We're talking Broadway now, okay? And if you guys remember, I got to sing with her.
Oh, you did?
4 years ago.
I remember that.
My dad let me. Well, he kind of sabotaged my bit a little bit, but do you remember that?
I remember.
Okay.
I remember for sure.
You're in the rehearsals.
Yeah.
What did you sing again? What song was it?
Defying Gravity.
Now that. Yeah.
Yeah.
From Wicked.
Mm-hmm.
That song right there was Queen of Swords.
So this is just her original. So.
Yeah.
Yes. And she says it's very personal. And then she will be starring, which Kelly, I want your opinion on.
Okay.
They're redoing Beaches on Lifetime.
Yeah.
And she's Cece Bloom, Bette Midler's character. How do you feel about that?
I think some things are just best left alone.
Yeah, I agree.
Gosh, that movie.
Beaches. It's so good.
Ooh, I watched it a few months ago. I got sucked in. I forgot how sad it is.
But are they going to do like a verbatim remake, or are they going to update it for the year 2016? I mean, what are they doing?
Do like
I
don't know. It's going to be
like Zika instead of cancer.
Al, you need to be stopped. You need to look at your life.
Oh, that was funny.
I just think they should leave some things alone, and Beaches would be
one. What's Beaches? Have you seen Beaches?
Hold on, Kel. You're saying that you believe Beaches should be left alone.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do too.
Leave Beaches alone. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Let them be.
Yeah.
Let it how it was.
I love my Beaches.
Yeah. I like the original Beaches, you know?
Yeah, the OG Beaches.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those are my favorite. These new Beaches.
Remember the big deal at the time that came out was Barbara Hershey got lip injections? It was the big scandal at the time.
Was it really?
And now it's everybody.
Yeah, everybody
that was
it.
The big scandal at the time that movie came out was Barbara Hershey got lip fillers.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like one of the first people to do it.
Huh.
Just a little piece of trivia.
Beaches
there for
be
you.
Getting lip fillers.
Yeah, they
you
know? Would.
Yeah. Yeah. All of them.
Yeah.
I like bad beaches.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's my problem.
Yeah.
Millions of beaches.
Yeah.
All right.
So many beaches.
Is that it?
Yeah,
is that
all?
No, I got one more.
What?
It's a new song by J.P. Cooper.
Uh-huh.
It's called September.
Uh-huh.
So this is music that makes you cooler.
Oh. We attach it at the end now.
Yeah, we just got to, like, you know, throw it in there.
Yeah,
so if you want to, like, show how cool you are to your friends, listen to this song.
J.P. Cooper's September.
September song.
You were my September song. Summer lasted too long. Time moved so slowly. When you're only 15, you were my September song. Tell me, where have you gone? Do you remember me? We were only 15. And
I like it.
I remember the chorus. They were singing it for us. You were my September song. Tell me, where have you gone? Do you remember me? We were only...
Local product, or is he from
He's
England?
Not local, but he's... new and cool. And I have a theory that if you want a new song to be really popular, you have to have it has to sound like the Rugrats.
The Rugrats.
Like Tommy Pickles? Like
feelings of nostalgia.
Like Fifth Harmony.
Uh-huh.
Rugrats.
Ding, 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 ding.
Everything has a xylophone. Everything sounds like the Rugrats. That song at one point sounds like the Rugrats.
Oh,
and that means it's going to be a hit.
Saying. It has a little like that tropical.
Artists, if you want to have a hit, like Caroline said, go watch Rugrats, take the theme song, and then make something out of it.
Just, yeah, just have a Rugrats song.
Or be like Ty Dolla $ign and steal Panda from Designer. All right, Ty Dolla $ign, Shawn Mendes, Idina Menzel, and J.P. Cooper with music that makes you cooler. Well done, Caroline Craddock.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Beaches, for letting me come in today.
Idina Menzel will be on Beaches.
Yes.
Yes.
Yep.
So will Al.
On a dollar bill, y'all.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, you guys. I don't know if you're going to the movies this weekend, but in case you do want to go to the movies,
I might, because we have a date day on Saturday.
You do with Alan?
Yeah, just the two of us.
Oh,
so maybe.
You little fancy.
I know.
Yeah.
Hello, I'm Alan.
Just to help us out with the movies and see if they're worth your money, we have Gray Drake from RottenTomatoes.com on the phone with us right now. Hi, Gray.
Hello, I've got a really good movie to get your blood pumping in all the right places, girl.
Well, yes, I like blood pumping places.
Come on, what? Before we start, Gray, we have some very sad news to announce.
Oh, no, what?
Big Al Mac is not on this morning or right now with us.
Oh, no, you guys, that's really bad news because one of the movies this week are going to answer a lot of questions that he has about where babies come from.
Oh, really? Yeah, well, Big Al Mac had to go to the bathroom, so
that
I guess he couldn't wait anymore.
What happened in school. He was always in the bathroom when they talked about conception.
Explain so much.
This guy just takes off right before we're about to talk to you, Gray Drake. Like, he has no respect for you and goes to the bathroom.
Oh, man.
And we're like, no, we talked to Gray.
How dare he with his bladder and other kind of digestive places?
We'll go with other. So what's coming out this weekend, Gray?
All right. Well, let's go back to date day, shall we?
Yes.
The Magnificent Seven is in theaters. So this is directed by Antoine Fuqua and reunites him with Denzel Washington and Ethan Hawke from Training Day, right?
Yeah.
If you add in a gajillion other stars, notably Chris Pratt, you've got this remake of a Western about a whole bunch of outlaws that band together and be good guys for just a second to save a town from an evil robber baron.
So it's like a Western Suicide Squad.
It's exactly that, except this movie is good.
Awesome. Yeah.
And so if you remember the original movie, or rather the more recent one starring Steve McQueen and Yul Brynner, I think you're not going to love this one. There's not a huge story. There's not a lot of character development. But I'll tell you what, I don't love Westerns. And this one really won me over.
Wow.
Really funny jokes from Chris Pratt. Great action. I love Denzel handling a six-shooter. And I think there's plenty to enjoy in this movie, and that is why it is fresh at 65%.
Awesome. I'm doing pretty well. There you go. That's a good one to watch this weekend, Kelly.
Maybe. I want to see what else she has to offer.
I think we have an animated film, right?
You sure do. So I wouldn't necessarily recommend this for date day because y'all already know where babies come from.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
I assume at least. Yeah. So Storks stars Andy Samberg as he's a stork that storks don't deliver babies anymore in this world. Okay, they've given that up, and in this modern age, they deliver technology orders from cornerstore.com.
Okay.
So stay with me now. Uh-huh. So what he does is he's ascending the corporate ladder, right? And he's really doing a good job until Tulip, who is a human being, she lives with the storks for one reason or another, and all of a sudden she really messes up. And out of the baby-making machine, which is literally a machine, mm-hmm. to get your minds out of the gutter, the baby pops out. And this is the first baby that's popped out in a long time. So, and by the way, side note, this little cute baby has pink hair, which makes this movie the unauthorized Greg Drake story.
It's an autobiography. Aww.
Hold on, so like the baby comes out of a red box?
Basically.
Well, okay. I should have used
that. Oh, yeah.
Okay, a vending machine.
Right, there you go. Much better.
Yeah, I appreciate the double meaning in what you just said.
It was actually unintentional, but yeah. Hey.
All right.
So, Tulip and Junior, Andy Samberg's character, have to deliver the adorable little Gray Drake baby, and chaos ensues. So, most of the time during this movie, I was kind of checking my watch. Like, I don't think that it was aspiring to greatness. However, the moments of this movie that are funny are so deeply funny that it made the whole thing average out to a really good animated movie.
Oh. Whoa.
I know. I was really surprised.
Good.
So the laughs are few, but they're so big, is what you're saying.
They are so big because it's about, you know, kids and human beings and how we all interact together. And Key and Peele from Comedy Central's TV show, they play wolves, and it is by far the most incredible cinematic wolf experience I've ever had.
All right, because I wasn't a big fan after that MTV debacle. Yeah, right. Ugh.
Better than Dances with Wolves?
It's better than Dances with Wolves. It's better than The Gray. It's better than The Howling. I'm telling you, these wolves are exquisite. I just realized how many movies they make about wolves. I wasn't even trying to name them. So I would say that Storks is actually a really fun movie. You're going to enjoy it as an adult, and that's the part that matters the most, because we know your kids basically like anything. So Storks is just rotten at 56%. Surprises me a little bit, because those were belly laughs that I was having. So don't let that discourage you.
Oh, I might take my kids to see that one, because my son started asking where they come from. So
really? Already?
Yeah,
huh?
He asked me where the babies come
from.
They
come out of the snack box.
There you go.
And that's exactly what the reason to take your kids to this movie. I think that it will keep them from asking those uncomfortable questions, because this movie is going to make them feel like an expert.
Perfect.
It's so great for someone else to explain it.
Right.
To your kids?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know what? All I want when I have children is for Andy Samberg to explain to them the birds and the bees.
Yes.
Oh, done.
I think you can make that happen, Gray.
If he can't do it, we'll send Big Al Mac over there, but he might be a little too graphic.
So there you have it. Those are the two big ones in theaters. Once again, the date day recommendation is Magnificent Seven, but the family recommendation is Storks.
Well done, Gray Drake.
Okay.
Well done.
Thank you, Gray.
Thank you, Gray.
You got it, guys. I'm going to go hang out with my stork parents since that's how this movie went out.
All right. We'll talk to you next week, Gray.
Bye.
Bye.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.